This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Election campaigning is in full throttle in poll-bound areas as top leaders are holding back-to-back rallies for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The campaigning for this phase will end on Saturday, while polling will be held on 28th of this month. In Uttar Pradesh, star campaigners of different political parties are using all their might to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the CAA is a burning example of the Modi Ki Guarantee, and it is clear that whatever promises BJP government makes it fulfill. Mr. Modi said that earlier the development was restricted to big cities like Delhi and Bombay, but now a lot of development has taken place at religious places like Ayodhya and Kashi also. Mr. Modi will be addressing the back-to-back rallies for 2 days. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, campaigning in Rae Bareli, attacked the BJP and said that the Saffron Party is promoting lawlessness. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also attacked BJP in Banda and said that state government and central government are deep neck in corruption. Chief Minister of Delhi and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal attacked the BJP today and said that the Saffron Party is saying that they need more than 400 Lok Sabha seats in this election because they want to change the constitution and end the reservation. He was jointly addressing a press conference in Lucknow with Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav. Mr. Kejriwal said that the whole ecosystem of the BJP and the RSS has always been against the thought of reservation, and we have been warning this to the people from very beginning that the BJP wants to change the constitution. Talking to the media, Mr. Akhilesh Yadav alleged that the BJP is a bluff party and people have understood the reality and they are not going to accept BJP anymore. In Bihar, several lead campaigners and the party leaders of the NDA and India are crisscrossing across the state in the poll-bound parliamentary constituencies for fifth and the rest of the phases of Lok Sabha elections. Orissa is also witnessing a high-voltage campaign for the remaining three phases of the Lok Sabha assembly elections amidst reports of violence in some constituencies. In our series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Sundargarh parliamentary constituency in Orissa. The constituency is going for polls in the fifth phase of general elections on 28th of this month. There is a high-voltage campaign this time as the big names are contesting with the BJP fielding former Union Minister and incumbent MP Jual Aram. While the ruling party of the state, the BJD, has fielded former Indian hockey captain Dilip Tirki against him, Congress has fielded veteran lead Janardhan Devri as its nominee. Sundargarh district is known for its dense forests and mountains, and Sundargarh Lok Sabha constituency is reserved for scheduled tribes. In the elections since the 90s, sometimes Congress and sometimes BJP have won Sundargarh Lok Sabha seat. Frido Topno of Congress had won in the parliamentary elections of 1991 and 1996, but in the 1998 general elections, BJP opened its account. Tribal leader Jual Aram was elected as Member of Parliament from Sundargarh seat. He completed his hat-trick by winning parliamentary elections of 1999 and 2004. After the win in 2004, he became country's first tribal affairs cabinet minister in the Atal Bihari Vajpayee government. But in the 2009 general elections, he had to face defeat at the hands of Congress candidate and former chief minister of Orissa, Hemananda Biswa. In the 2014 parliamentary elections, BJP once again fielded Jual Aram. He defeated BJD candidate and former Indian hockey team captain Dilip Tirki. BJP retained its seat in 2019 elections also. Over 451 million people have cast their vote in the first four phases of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. The Election Commission in a statement today informed that the collective voter turnout in the first four phases of the general election 2024 is 66.95%. The poll body said higher voter turnout is a message from Indian voters to the world. It also called upon voters to vote in large numbers in the remaining three phases. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has taken slow-mo to cognizance of the alleged assault of Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal by Vibhav Kumar, the private secretary of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal at the CM residence. The commission has asked Vibhav Kumar to appear before it tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.